Training. How I learn to do my job.
On Mondays, we are at college on what we call a day release, where we'll do about 11 hours of study so that we can obviously pass our exams and progress to the next year.
You were taught by the peers around you. Don't go down there. For the first thing I learned, don't pick a piece up, pick a metal up unless you spit on it.
Spit on it.
And if it goes, you don't pick it up, yeah. Because quite a few like my mate, you know, burn the hands. So that one of the first things I can remember. When you walk in shop, stop and look up. Make sure there isn't a crane coming across with some whatever, holding, you know. Things like that. Don't walk round there, because if somebody swings round with you, you're going to clunk, you're going to cut for one. So you were guided by the work, the people around you.
Workers learn their trades in a variety of ways. It remains the general custom for children and young persons to be employed not directly by the manufacturer, but as apprentice or servants to the men who work by the piece. Robert Newbert, aged 15, told me, "I'm an apprentice to the tilter until I'm 21. I've been with him a year and a half or so. I live with him and get my meat and my clothes, but no wages. That's the usual way."